The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Dane in Australia. He wants to know, how does a plasma monitor work? In department stores, there always seems to be signs up all over the place advertising plasma TVs. That sure sounds interesting, but what does that mean? What is plasma, and what does it have to do with television? In simple terms, behind the glass on the front of a plasma screen, you'll find a whole lot of tiny cells that are filled with one of the noble gases, generally neon or xenon. Each of these cells represents a single point, a pixel. If a voltage is applied to the gas, then it converts into what is known as a plasma, and the pixel begins to glow. But let's take it one step at a time. A plasma is also known as the fourth aggregate state of matter, different than either a solid, a liquid, or a gas. In their gaseous state, the building blocks that make up the noble gas, the individual atoms, float around in their little cells in a fairly relaxed kind of fashion. But when an electrical impulse is applied, then things start to swing a little. The atoms begin moving at very high speeds and bang into each other. Sometimes the collisions are so powerful that they knock particles that circle the nucleus of the atom, the electrons, right out of their orbits. The freed electrons head off on their own through the gas, causing further collisions along the way, which in turn frees even more of them. In this state, the neon or xenon is no longer known as a gas, it's called a plasma. And this is the decisive moment when it comes to plasma screens. When one of the free electrons is recaptured by an atom, then it releases electromagnetic energy. We can't see it, though, because its wavelength is in the ultraviolet range, so it has to be converted to visible light. That step is accomplished with the help of phosphor, a luminescent substance that can convert the invisible UV rays into visible light. It's the same trick that's used in fluorescent lamps. But a pixel on a plasma display has to be able to glow in many different colors. That's why every cell is split up into three subcells, each of which is coated with a different kind of phosphor, one for red light, one for green light, and one for blue light. By combining these three colors in different ways, you can create millions of different hues. Hope that makes you feel a little more clever next time you find yourself in the electronics department at your local department store. Thanks for listening and take care. See you next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.